Now, you know, we're in full festival season, and this time, well, August, there's always festivals going on, all sorts of wonderful things happening up and down the country. But I have to say that this weekend is one of my favourite festivals, a celebration of world cultures. The Belfast Mela is back for 2014. And Nisha Tandon, the director from Artecta, who's organising the festival, is here to tell us all about it. How many years, Nisha, has it been going now?
8 years now.
Yeah. Can you remind us about the first time that you set out with this? How many people did you attract then?
Botanic Gardens had approximately 2,000 people.
And last year it was 20,000?
Last year it was 20,000.
That is unbelievable,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I think last year was our biggest. Mm-hmm. And we did it like 1.5 days, which you got one evening, full evening, and then the day time, which was really, really good. And audiences loved it. And audiences just went from 2,000 to 20,000. Yeah. But it's a share hard work, and it has grown as we go along.
But what was the idea? Because Mela, it means meeting.
Yes, right. Yes. Yeah.
So was the whole idea for you to get people from your own community together, or was it always meant to be multicultural? What was the idea behind it initially?
Yeah, Mela is a Sanskrit word from Indian subcontinent, but we didn't want to portray that in our city of Belfast. We wanted to tell people that this is a shared space for everybody to come together, meet, celebrate, greet, embrace, learn, educate, play, participate, enjoy. Mm-hmm. And that's what the ethos was behind it. And it has always kept its ethos. And also we welcome our new communities. We welcome our old communities, and obviously we embrace our local communities.
I insist, if you're listening right now and you've got access to a computer, go online and just have a look at last year, because I was looking at it earlier and it just makes you smile. I mean, so many different types of people.
Yeah.
The music, the food, the atmosphere, the camaraderie. I mean, there's so much going on there.
Exactly.
And I imagine that you've people who go back year after year, Nisha. What about the people who have never been? How would you describe it to somebody's listening right now, thinking, I've always wondered what that's all about?
Well, if you have kids, there is an area for the children who will be experiencing exactly what it will be like to be in a fantasy forest. Let's go into a fantasy world and have music, storytelling, face painting, drums playing and dancing. Get involved, learn about Polish, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, all those cultures, but through their fantasies. Mm-hmm. There are going to be a whole lot of things.
That's a new feature, isn't
it? That's a new feature this year.
Fantasy forest, that sounds interesting.
And it's going to be just children's area for them to play and have, and we will have Russian games, and we would have Polish dancers, we will have Lithuanian dancers, and our own djembe drumming, boron playing, you know. So there's going to be a whole lot of things there, so it's going to be fantastic. Yeah.
What about the food aspect? And we get to try all the different cuisine from around the world.
You will be able to taste the food from around the world, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Caribbean, and Moroccan. Oh, the list is. And even
so, come hungry. There's plenty to eat.
Yeah, and even homemade burgers, I believe. Oh dear.
So there's all sorts of things going on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So apart from the cuisine and all the music and the workshops, what about the fashion? Do we get to see everyone's in costume or?
That's right. That's another thing. That's something which we insist for our, the people who are participating as artists or as participants in our procession. We just say that you wear your traditional costumes so that it shows that there are so many different traditions who are welcoming, who are part or who are participating in the whole park, and how park is just so vibrant with those colours and smells. We encourage that.
Visually, that's going to be quite something.
Yeah,
to see all the different colour there from around
that's
the world.
That's right, and it's a total packed program as well. But there are some commission pieces which we are bringing from Indian dance scenes and music scenes. There is going to be a gospel choir, and there is going to be an African Spanish type of band who is playing. And then we have our headliner, Malkeet Singh, who is a Punjabi rock star, what they call him.
Is this the guy who did the music for Bend It Like Beckham?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. My goodness, that is just fantastic.
So there's like a whole lot of, you know, from very high professional people, artists, to just the community arts people who are, you know, the community bands and all that, who are playing in our community stage. So there's a whole spectrum of platforms which we give to our local artists as
so
well.
So we're inviting everybody along. Do you need tickets to get in, or can you pay up at Botanic Gardens, or how does it work? Do you have to go online?
Well, there's two systems we have, and you can book online, which is going to be cheaper, you know, and it's going to be fast track, but you can pay at the door as well. So it's just which way it suits. Some people don't have access to internet or whatever, they can come and pay at the door. And under 12, all the children are free.
Oh,
and there's disabled access. There's everything there. So there's fantastic.
How much does it cost to get in, is the question?
£5 this year. We had to raise the, you know,
£5 is not a lot.
But you come in at 12 and you can stay right up till 6, you know. So there's like a whole lot of, there's a well-being area. If you don't want to be in hustle and bustle, you go and relax, meditate and get your body massage done and all that sort of stuff. So there's a true health and well-being, Pilates, yoga, meditation is going on as well.
There's so much on offer there.
Yeah,
it must take a long time, Nisha, to pull all that together just to get to this point. Like this weekend, here you are ready to do 2014 Belfast Mela. Does it take a long time? Do you start immediately after you
finish? Yes, our drawing board goes up immediately once we have finished. What are our lessons we have learned from our previous years? What do we need to do different? And how we can make it more innovative for the people who are coming year after year, that they don't see that it has just repeated again and again the same thing.
Yes.
So it is. It's a very hard and very difficult job to do.
But very rewarding.
With very small team. Mm. It's only two of us who sort of, you know, put our brains behind it. But saying that, there are so many staffs and volunteer, an extra staff is brought in just for the last week. So fantastic of that side of things. But funding being cut, you know, we just still manage to deliver what we deliver.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to ever stop that. And Belfast Mela is going from strength to strength, and hopefully, well, myself and Mr. Look So Good are going to be hosting this year, so that's going to be good crack. I'm looking forward to it. He's been showing me all the Vanger moves. He's been saying, like, this is how you do it, this is how you do it, and I'm not so sure. I'm not convinced.
But we'll teach you.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So what time will we be on stage? From 12 o'clock?
Yes, you'll be there from 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
Right.
And the gates open at 12, and which will be with our procession. And the procession this year has got a theme of mandala.
Mm.
And you're going to get huge surprise of a very, very giant elephant which we have created this year, and it is going to be the theme of mandala. And there's a whole lot of participation from community people who are dressed in those mandalas, and there will be peacocks and animals and all that walking.
Sounds
so
absolutely
it's going
fantastic.
To be fantastic.
It sounds gorgeous. Yeah. It sounds like it's visually it's going to be quite stunning. So bring the family along, come along and enjoy all of that. There's so much on offer. I mean, we've only really looked at the tip of the iceberg there. It is massive. You can go online as well and have a look. And what's the web address there?
It's www.belfastmela.org.uk.
All right. Look forward to Sunday. We'll speak to Frank Mitchell out there and make sure that the weather stays with us.
Seen him sitting out there.
Yes, we'll have a word with him, see if he can help us out. Nisha, thank you very much for coming in to tell us all about it, and good luck on Sunday.
Of course, all and I'll see you there.
You will indeed. I look forward to getting dressed up for the occasion too. Hey, it's 2:40. It's U105. Good afternoon.